Shalom, welcome to the cloud with Apostle Michael E. Ohene, the Presbyter of Mind, Lake Fortress, a religious organization. In today's podcast, we are continuing with what I started, the gates, and today's podcast, we are looking at the fifth gate, which is the dung gate, and our exposition is on the book of Nehemiah. So I read from Nehemiah 3:13-14. And 1,000 cubits on the wall unto the dung gate, but the dung gate repaired Malchiah, the son of Rechab, the ruler of the path of Behakirim. He built it and set up the doors thereof and the locks thereof and the bars thereof. The dung gate is the gate through which most of the dung is taken out of Jerusalem. This was the gate through which refuse generated in the city was taken out. In scripture, dung refers to worthless or useless things that must be removed for purity and cleanliness to be maintained. The valley experience that causes complaint, murmuring, and grumbling leaves you with a lot of refuse or dung that you must dispose of to experience a greater measure of the glory of God. The dung gate is where God takes away the mess from your life. Now you've learned that you are nothing without Him. You've stopped seeing yourself as the boss that's run everything. You are now aware that the real Creator, the greater one who is in you, is the one in charge. You no longer trust in your brain, education, training, or your shield and spear. You look up to God. Now, Paul said in the book of Philippians chapter 3:7-9, but what things were gained to me, those I counted loss for Christ, ye doubtlessly I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus, my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things and do count them but dung, that I may win Christ and be found in Him, not having mine own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith. You have to learn, like Paul, to throw yourself unreservedly into God's everlasting arms. He said again in Galatians 2:20, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave Himself for me. The valleys no longer frighten you, because you are already dead. And He's the one living in you. You should no longer be afraid of losing anything, because you've already been given them all up for the knowledge of Christ. You should regard all you have as tools for bringing glory to God. At the dung gate, you count all but dung. You give up your own struggles, and the mess is taken out of you. This separation unto God, consecration and sanctification. So Romans chapter 5:3-5 says, tribulation worketh patience, and patient experience, and experience hope, and hope makes not ashamed. The hope that comes to you when you realize that greater glory comes from looking unto Jesus instead of your own abilities leads you to the next stage. You came to the dung gate complaining and disgruntledly, but you see light coming your way, and there is expectancy in your heart as you move to the next stage of the gate in your Christian rock in Christ Jesus. So the dung gate is where God takes away the mess from your life and brings His glory out of you. Whatever you are going through, whatever mess you find yourself in, it is for your own good in Christ Jesus. Don't throw in the towel. Keep holding on to the faith you have in Christ Jesus. For God says, in all things, you are more than a conqueror, and all things are working together for your own good. Because why? You love God, number two. You are called according to His purpose. The dung gate experience will not kill you, but it will bring the best of God out of you because God is in control. Thanks for listening to this podcast, Walk in This Consciousness. Shalom.